This is a brass band. 28 musicians gathered together because of a belief in one concept. The brass band. The organization of brass bands is unique in that the artistic ideal is far more important than personal differences. Loyalty to the band is foremost. These men travel great distances because of their desire to be a part of something special. The character of the music to follow is the result of their understanding and adjustment to each other. Some of the music is difficult. Some soft. Some loud. There are some times when a musician will express his individuality, and other moments when he will blend with the rest to create a beautifully organized sound. Let's take a moment to explore the brass band, a tradition that dates back to the mid-1800s. Every brass band, at its very center, needs a dynamic, versatile percussion section. Most intricate rhythms, or add the most delicate colors to any given moment. They have the ability to bring to life strong rhythmic images. Foundation. The basses fulfill that role. The B flats on the bottom. And the E flats on top. Some musicians must be flexible. The second euphonium may be called upon to assist or to highlight important passages. That announces the first baritone. He represents a special talent on a special part. His baritone partner is always ready to help add depth to the ensemble. And then there's our solo euphonium. A responsible chair that requires a great sense of artistic presence. Its unique sound has often been referred to as the cello of the brass band. On the solo horn, make it a key position. From a haunting melody to a great technical passage, the horns are a vital link between the upper and lower sections of the band. Their rich tone quality and adaptability make them essential. Trombone section. Wait a minute, Mr. Bass Trombone. I said bottom. That's better. Another very important inner part needed for strength, endurance, and color is the second trombone. And now the first trombone, a majestic instrument whose commanding sound adds authority to the brass band. Necessary to a good brass band is the constant presence of young musicians with their eager enthusiasm, like the back row cornets. Within the group of personalities that make up a band, it's necessary that we have players who are willing to play at the drop of a hat. The Repiano cornet. Acid to any group like this is the presence of versatility, a musician capable of creating all moods. The flugelhorn. Great solo cornet players, besides their schooling, technique, and experience, must possess wonderful physical stamina. They're sometimes referred to as workhorses. A band needs good corner men. They are like sergeants to an army. From stand-up soloist to concertmaster, the principal cornet is under a great deal of pressure and always in the spotlight. One musician capable of creating great energy, power, and beauty is the E-flat soprano cornet. Mm-hmm. Well, that about takes care of it. Oh, wait. There's someone missing. The conductor. The men look to him for many things. Leadership. Encouragement. And, oh yes, championships. With high regard and respect for each other's individuality, the right choice of personalities can make music wide in scope, from tender, soft sonorities to earth-shattering sounds. This is a brass band.